The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, April, what is today, the 12th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your Tuesday host, Michael Herzog, and shortly I will deliver my weekly report. Title of today's report, Garbage In, Garbage Out. But before I get into all those manifestations, I wish to share with you a bit of a positive regarding the whole COVID thing. I happened to pick up a doctor this past Thursday during my Uber escapades, and I took her to her destination, which was an upscale resort in Tucson. And through the course of conversation, she informed me that she was attending a conference being held with a number of professional speakers, a couple of which were Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Well, folks, this was the first mainstream doctor that I had encountered through my Uber escapades that was fully awake, knew all about the plandemic, and was really pissed at the entire dog and pony show. We had a great conversation, but when I asked if I could attend the conference, she informed me that it was for doctors only, unfortunately. So while disappointed that I could not attend, I was encouraged that Dr. Mikovits, Dr. McCullough, and many others are actually going around the country and educating the medical profession as to the truth of what's really happening with COVID and the vaccines. And that's the good news, folks. Now, shifting to the context of today's report, I want you to bear with me for a few minutes while I kind of lay this out. I've heard many times in my life, and I'm sure you have as well, that you are what you eat. Well, the American people, and likely the people of the rest of the world, have been referred to by their leaders in the media as a nation of consumers. So that said, if you change the word eat to consume, which we all do, you have the human specimen. The human specimen consumes on a number of levels. Now, the Webster's Dictionary definition of consume is a person who purchases goods and services for personal use, but truthfully, consumption is literally taking things in whatever form our five senses allow. Let me give you some examples of that. Sight, viewing the beauty of a sunset in all its vibrant colors. That would be consuming. Touch, taking in or consuming the feel of a silk sheet. Smell, inhaling the fragrance of a flower. Taste, savoring the scent of a delicious steak as one dines in a fine restaurant. These all could be construed as a form of consumption. But I don't wish to elaborate on those particular forms of consumption. Instead, I'd like to focus on the fifth sense, that being hearing, the fifth form of consumption. Now, a lot of our discernment, our dissemination, and our decision-making process comes from what we hear. We hear it, we overhear it, we take it in, we process it, we discern it, we disseminate it, and then store the results in our respective memories for future access. It becomes our beliefs. And when we do this, we, being the most exceptional beings on the planet, undertake this particular consumptive process with emotions, as emotions are perfectly tied to and in line with what we hear. Now, over the years, many scientific studies have been done on this topic, and psychiatrists, psychologists, and governments are all well aware of it. The problem is, governments use this knowledge to persuade people to believe what they desire us to believe, and they do so with repetitive propaganda. Now, remember the line from Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda in Nazi Germany? Tell a lie often enough, and it becomes the truth. So, governments take what they wish us to believe, and they wrap it, they package it in a consumable offering to be absorbed by a trusting, albeit naive, gullible, and ignorant public. Ignorant not because they are stupid. Instead, they are too lazy to read or simply suffering from willful ignorance as they choose not to look beyond the narrative. And I know you folks have encountered many of those. For them, it is much easier to both accept and believe whatever their government tells them, as opposed to questioning it. They suspect if they question it, it may cause them severe discomfort. It's much easier to simply dismiss anything contrary to the narrative as conspiracy theory and paint any objector as a nutcase or a nutter, if you will. And most Americans are the most spoiled, naive, unsuspecting, unprepared, and gullible people on the planet. In other parts of the world, people have endured poverty, famine, starvation, war for eons. And in America, the populace has been spared all of the above, but this is about to change. However, the naive, trusting, unsuspecting populace, thinking that their government is benevolent and is only looking out for their best interest, by the way, is in for a major wake-up call. And sadly, those who remained asleep over the past 2 years, especially while they were fed the daily Kool-Aid and continually complied with the COVID lie, they will likely never wake up. Unfortunately, the endless lies that have been fed them through the collusive and continual vomiting of mainstream media have transfixed them. It locked their minds in a form of psychological prison, a prison that is self-induced, a form of Stockholm syndrome, if you will. Now, for those new listeners that are not aware, Stockholm syndrome is a coping mechanism to a captive or abusive situation, and people develop positive feelings toward their captors or abusers over time. This condition applies to situations including child abuse, coach-athlete abuse, relationship abuse, and sex trafficking, and I would add it likely is the mechanism that causes their cognitive dissonance when they are faced with the suggestion of simply pulling back the curtain and taking a closer look at all the false propaganda bombarded on them through the media on a daily, if not hourly, basis. Now, folks, there was a day when the populace of this country was paralyzed with fear over the possibility of a nuclear attack. I recall in my early youth, doing duck and cover drills at least once, if not two or three times a week in grammar school, when a school alarm would go off and we were all instructed to crawl under our desks and kneel with our hands clasped over our heads. Like that would do any good if a nuclear bomb went off, but that's beside the point. This went on for several years. In today's world, however, it seems the script has completely flipped, and they are now trying to convince us that a nuclear war is winnable with Ukraine, and Ukraine could win the conflict. Now, folks, this narrative is utter insanity, yet it blares out over the media, insulting our intelligence on a daily basis, the mainstream talking shills being paid millions to carry the torch for these maniacs, as well as celebrities who are so disconnected from normal life, they actually believe this atrocious nonsense. Now, I want you to listen to this garbage in a Sean Hannity interview with Sean Penn recently. Mike, go ahead and play clip one.
Iranians we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children, this extraordinary courage that's come up. And it was in his eyes. And it is clear to me that the Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost?
Did they have, in those early hours, I know that Trump gave them javelins. I know that they had some defenses. But if you go back to the Budapest Agreement, they were, at the time, the third largest nuclear power in the world. Mm. And they made an agreement that they'd give those weapons to Russia to be destroyed in exchange for protection from Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. Lesson to be learned here, don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them. And we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
does. At the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
See, I think the West made a mistake in this buildup that Putin, as he brought in 10,000.
Well, there you have it, folks. It is clear to Sean Penn that the Ukrainians will win this. And the question is, at what cost? Really, Sean? Is it clear to you? Russia, who could decimate Ukraine inside of a day if it wished, and you actually believe that Ukraine could win this? That statement, folks, is tantamount to anyone who would say that the Palestinians could win and gain back their freedom or territory from the Israelis. It's not going to happen. Oh, the skirmishes and conflict will continue as it has for generations, but winning? It's not in the cards, Sean. It's the perfect excuse for the military-industrial complex to make billions supplying weapons to Ukraine at the expense of innocent lives, such as what they have done and are doing with Israel versus the Palestinians that's been going on since 1940, what, right, post-World War II? But to think that this malaise of Western-orchestrated wag the dog is winnable if they use nukes is absolutely ludicrous. And the inference made that the U.S. is intimidated by Russia by not using nuclear weapons is an obvious sign that Sean Penn feels the U.S. should use them. Now, that statement is one that, well, in a sane world, would warrant an immediate psychological evaluation on Mr. Penn. But hey, folks, who said, especially since COVID, that we are living in a sane world today? And then, of course, we have the highly paid, blustering boob himself, Sean Hannity, in an interview with Tulsi Gabbard, offering these words of wisdom. Have a listen to this, folks. Go ahead and play clip two, Mike.
If Vladimir Putin wanted to negotiate, he would have done it a long time ago. He's not willing to. And if he wants to use chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, he's got to know that his entire country is going to be blown off the face of the earth. I pray to God we never get to that point. But that's always been a threat. And it remains a threat here, and we can't cower in fear based on the fact that we've had mutually assured destruction pretty much for all a lifetime. But I appreciate you being on.
He appreciates Tulsi Gabbard being on as he blethers on. If Vladimir Putin wanted to negotiate, he'd have done it a long time ago? Are you kidding me, Sean? Are you that stupid, Sean? Do you not know, Sean, or have you not observed, Sean, or have you not read, Sean, that Vladimir Putin has been trying to negotiate, voicing his objections on U.S. aggression in the East by inching closer to Russian borders with weaponry for the last 15 years. Agreements made, treaties signed in order to resolve the issues, including not one but two Minsk agreements, violated continuously and never honored. But you, Sean, have the temerity to stand on your pulpit and assert that Putin doesn't or didn't want to negotiate. You, Hannity, are a buffoon, a shill, a clown act. Might as well don a red nose and juggle bowling pins while you speak. If he wants to use chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, he's got to know that his entire country is going to be blown off the face of the earth? Mm-hmm, I see. Sean, yes, those weapons are so atrocious and the U.S. is so humanely godlike and benevolent, it would never think or tolerate the use of such weapons. Again, mm-hmm, I see. Yes, Sean, our wonderful and benevolent government would never use or even think of using. The U.S. never used chemical or biological weapons, Sean. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad, except for maybe the anthrax scare in 2001 when Senators Daschle and Leahy were sent anthrax in the mail. the only two senators who opposed the invasion of Iraq, proven to have originated in Fort Detrick, Maryland, Sean? Or the cluster bombs used on the Palestinians by the Israelis supplied by the United States, Sean? Or how about the COVID-19 vaccines, biological manufactured in mass, paid for by the U.S. government, and distributed and mandated in many areas around the world by the U.S. government? How about those, Sean? Putin's Russia would be blown off the face of the earth, but the U.S. can use them with immunity from consequence. You know, for the longest time, folks, my senses told me that Hannity reminded me of someone or something. But for years, I was never able to connect who that person or what that thing was. And after watching his retort to Tulsi Gabbard, out of the blue, it hit me. You know, just like, bing, light bulb goes off. Wait for it, folks. For those of you who are old enough to remember, Howdy Doody. He reminds me of Howdy Doody, the freckled-faced puppet, if you're old enough to remember him. Howdy Doody, whose strings were pulled by Buffalo Bob. Only in this case, Hannity's strings are likely being pulled, indirectly being pulled, by Pfizer and the military-industrial complex, because that's where a majority of his salary comes from what I've heard, from the pharmaceutical industry. And then, shifting gears just a bit, but still speaking of puppets, the Outlook team, whoever that is, blows up my eyeball box with these stories, of which takes me literally hours to read. But I ran across this as I sifted through the menagerie, and though I cannot confirm or deny the story, I must say that if it's true, and it sounds like it is, and I have some other articles that kind of back it up, it certainly wouldn't surprise me. I'll share it with you, and you can draw your own conclusions. This was posted on Jeff Rince's website. Title of it is U.S. Major General Captured by the Russians Tries to flee Mariupol. The United States and NATO have been running Ukraine military operations. This is by a fellow by the name of Jim Stone out of jimstoneindia.com. And he wrote this just last week on 4-6 of 22. And it says it's now confirmed that U.S. Major General Roger L. Cloutier was captured by Russia while trying to flee Mariupol after giving military direction to Ukrainian and mercenary forces. This was previously posted as a rumor, according to Stone, and he goes on to say it's not rumor anymore. It is bad, an overt act of war the United States expected to get away with. And folks, here's how he got caught. Based on a summary of the previous reports, the Russian forces cut off all the ground escape routes, which trapped the high command of Ukrainian forces, which ended up not being Ukrainian at all. The West was commanding the Ukraine more for likely most of it. To avoid being caught, Western forces then attempted to clear their people via helicopter. And Russia did a good job of shooting down helicopters, but as the Russians advanced, military leaders from several countries fed by American intelligence sought refuge in a steel mill that American intelligence knew Russia wanted to avoid destroying at all costs. The steel mill was an excellent place to fight, from which it was a bonus. It was very easy to defend. Now, the American and Western forces kept sending helicopters only to have them shot down before reaching the steel mill. But then the Russians changed tactics, folks. The tactical change was to allow the helicopters to reach the steel mill and land in open areas on the steel mill grounds, and then shoot them down when they tried to leave. They allowed, over time, 8 helicopters to land and pick up people from inside the steel mill. 2 of them got away. But in one of the 6 they shot down, they found General Cloutier. That's the bad news, because it proved beyond a doubt that the United States really was fighting the Ukraine war on Ukrainian soil, and Russia can rightfully do whatever it wants to retaliate now. I hear the music coming up. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a National Intel Report in 3. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. Be right back.
Thank you. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Intel Report, Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you from some remote section of southern Arizona. Well, before I get back to this, I want to mention, folks, if you haven't already done so, go into the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's an article posted called I Just Wanted a Quick Sniff. It's a video that's done by Ryan Dawson. Excellent video, and it ties together the entire Biden crime family. I watched it this morning. It's very, very interesting, worth the watch. And, you know, I've covered snippets on a number of these companies affiliated with, but Ryan Dawson just spells it all out and connects all the dots with all the players involved, including the affiliations with Ukraine and Russia, the Chinese Communist Party. But getting back to what I was talking about before the break, yeah, so Russia can rightfully do now whatever it wants because they busted this U.S. general. And to clarify, early on, the Pentagon commanded the Ukraine war. The Pentagon ordered the use of the Ukraine civilian population as human shields. I doubt the Pentagon ordered the killing of fleeing refugees, but even the use of human shields, especially when commanded from abroad, is only one shade of gray off from that. The United States can rightfully be blamed for the atrocities that took place in Ukraine. And after the capture of the American general, the American mainstream media and American intelligence have kicked the lie factory into overdrive, and big tech got involved, openly stating that they demonetize every media source that did not precisely push the lies in full form. Now, all we are getting is how the Russians happily raped and murdered countless of civilians, all the while the bodies of the dead civilians are still scarred by openly Nazi markings that were put on them for fun. After the Western mainstream media openly stated Nazi Ukrainian forces were fighting the war. It was a complete flip of the narrative, like a switch, blaming Russia for leaving the Nazi markings on people when Russians are not that at all. So now we get to see how well Russia responds to being slandered like that, and how well Russia responds to being attacked for something they never did. And the headlines from Western leading publications around the world read like this, and let me just go through a few of them for you, folks, because it's nauseating to me, and I'm sure you feel the same way. Genocide, Putin's latest atrocities. Scenes of horror as troops retreat from Kiev. Doesn't it bother you also that none of our supposed leaders, you know, whether it be Biden or Pelosi or any of these people, any of the senators, anything, they can't even pronounce Kiev. They call it Kiev. It's not Kiev, it's Kiev, folks. Anyway, let me continue with this. Streets littered with bodies, hundreds in mass graves. Swastikas scratched on corpses of rape victims. Children used as human shields. The mayor executed alongside of her husband and son. Russian secret police data leaked by a food delivery app. Yes, folks, these food delivery apps have an uncanny way of capturing classified military operations. You didn't know that? Well, I should know. I possess an Uber app with food delivery on it. But I must assert, not only have I never seen classified military information captured on that app, but it seemed to me that the app itself, in cases, couldn't even depict the delivery address properly. But hey, you know what? That's just me. A man risks his life to rescue animals from a bombed zoo. Well, of course, they could never print such massive atrocities without making sure that there was at least one hero depicted in all of this. And in this case, a man risks his life to rescue animals from a bombed zoo. Heartwarming, isn't it? And the main headline, Russian atrocities shocked the world. And of course, in print, Biden, try Putin for war crimes. So the question is, will this kind of slander job trick whatever idiots there are in the West, like Hannity and Penn, to support a full-on war with Russia? That, folks, depends on just how many Kool-Aid-drinking buffoons there are in the West. The warmongers appear to be betting the farm on them being very plentiful. But as I progress this evening, I wish to share with you of what and where those headlines are referring, i.e., the Bucha Massacre. This is from the UNZ Review, titled MSM's Tall Tale. This is by Nick Griffin, dated April 5th, 2022. The Bucha Massacre has now become the driving force for the propaganda push for even more NATO involvement in the conflict in Ukraine. Yet the claim that this is a Russian war crime is so patently false that a rational observer can only be left astounded by the combination of barefaced nerve and slapdash incompetence displayed by the media outlets and the politicians pushing this disgusting smear. The latest effort of the Western media to deny Russian rebuttals is the claim the satellite photos show the bodies that were there for weeks. Far from proving the case against Russian troops, however, this new assertion in fact raises yet more questions which undermine the Western story. The satellite photos certainly appear to show bodies, but they also show no sign at all of the burnt-out cars, which are such a prominent feature of the ground photos and the videos. And we are supposed to believe that these vehicles were carefully driven in and positioned between the corpses right after the shooting spree. I hear the music. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report. See you in three. Be right back. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru on the train and the full course dresser. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted.
Dog, your host, coming to you on this Tuesday, April the 12th, 2022. I haven't opened the phone lines yet, but far be it from me to leave a caller online waiting for until I do open the phone lines. So let's go ahead and go to Layla in Canada. Layla, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Not doing so great. I'm really disappointed with the biased coverage of what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. Now, I'm not there on the ground. I don't know, but I do know one thing. They are now claiming that Syrians, white helmet Syrians, are rushing off to help the Ukrainians because they know how brutal the Russians have been to them, to the civilians in Syria, which is absolutely the opposite of fact. I come from the Middle East. I come from Bethlehem when it was Palestine under the British mandate. So I've done a great deal of research, and I have a lot of contacts that are still there. And many of the people who have come here as refugees still have relatives there. And all of them, whether it's Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, anywhere else, Egypt, all of them tell me that it is the American mercenaries, perhaps, but it is the Americans who have been tormenting and torturing their lives and have caused them to flee. It is not the Russians, as they are now claiming. This group that is called the White Helmets, they're helping the poor Ukrainian civilians who are victims of those brutal Russians. They're obviously bought and paid for. Now, there's also something in the National Post. Anybody who wants to read it, nationalpost.com. And there's a guy called Ahmed al-Rawi. That is an Arab name, and he claims to be an expert. But all he is an academic. He's working at Simon Fraser University, who is now a political piece of propaganda for this guy, Ahmed al-Rawi. I'd like to know what they're paying him. But he claims that his claims are that the Canadian government is victimized for being accused of spreading disinformation. The Canadian government is a culprit, absolutely criminal, because the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, is a Ukrainian, and she is also a neo-Nazi because she was flying the Stepan Bandera flag at one of the protests. Her grandfather was a neo-Nazi, and he edited a Nazi newspaper when he was in Alberta.
No, I'm familiar with that.
The Canadian... Pardon?
Well, I said I'm familiar with that. Layla, let me back you up just a little bit. When you talk about the white helmets, wasn't it exposed that the white helmets were the exact same people who were really behind the supposed chemical gassing of the Syrians when they tried to blame it on Bashar al-Assad?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, all of these made-up groups. They also, the other thing I've noticed is when I read a report, many of them that are clearly biased and propaganda are names that I don't recognize. They're not regular reporters, unless they're the ones that, like Andrew Coyne, who used to be a great reporter, and after he went to the Bilderberg meeting about maybe 5 or 7 years ago, he suddenly became a neoliberal. I mean, if Russia falls, we are doomed. They're trying, obviously... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I couldn't agree with you more, because it is my firm belief in all the research that I've done, which is limited because I have another job, but from the research I've done, which is quite extensive, it looks to me like indeed Putin is very familiar as far as the international banking cartel goes, and he is basically the only guy standing in the way of a complete New World Order totalitarian government.
Absolutely.
That's my...
Go ahead. And he's also opposed very vigorously this concept of critical race theory and the degenderization, the destruction of the male-female genders that we've grown up with that seem to be the norm.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because it took me a while to memorize and actually be able to blurt out LGBTQ. It took me quite a while before I got all those letters. And to my shock and amazement, I go in, I think it was under some article I wrote about Disney, and they've added two additional letters, like LGBTQIS or something like that. Okay. I can't even keep up with all the different genders, you know.
Yeah, and someone like Putin or his government is standing up and saying, no, within his own country, within their country, this will not be accepted here. He's not persecuting homosexuals. He just doesn't want it propagandized to the children. So bravo for that. But he's made enemies. And now he's also opposing the U.S. dollar remaining the dominant denomination globally. Well, bravo. If the U.S., if we have an idiot, a demented man like Biden running the U.S., and we have a retard like Justin Trudeau in Canada, we're doomed. We're really doomed if Russia falls, because Canada already has always been a tool of the London bankers. And through Canada, the U.S. has been undermined for decades. And we can go as far back as Thomas Jefferson, who recognized that London would never let go of Canada, which, by the way, is still the dominion of Canada, dominion being dominum, owning, and property of England. So all of these countries, especially Canada, because we're so close to the U.S., have done so much to undermine and destroy the American spirit. I'm just so outraged now that I see an Arab name. I mean, I've always thought I was an Arab. Turns out I may not be entirely Arab, but anyway, to see his name when I know the damage that the U.S. has done, the destruction, the suffering of people in Syria, Iraq, what they did in Egypt, I mean, all over the Arab-speaking world, and also in Muslim countries like Pakistan and India.
It's the same game plan, Layla. It's the same. I mean, they did it in Libya. Okay, it's the same game. When you talk about the white hats, okay, it's CIA-trained mercenaries. That's what it was. The same thing that went into into Libya, okay? And then they tried to change the names. You know, it's ISIS. It's Al-Qaeda changed to ISIS, and then Barack Obama came in, and he changed it to ISIL, which threw everybody another curveball, you know? And who are these people, okay? Well, they're just made-up names.
By the CIA. Trained, exactly. You know, they find an Arab who needs the money, and they pay him, and he'll do whatever he says. I mean, when I was in Beirut, they tried to recruit me.
A white hat or an ISIS rebel?
It was back in 71 when the PFLP was trying to recruit me.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they were criminals. This was in 71. And then when I rejected them and said, no, I don't want to be a terrorist, I want to be a reporter, and the answer was, do you want to make the news or report the news? A little bit later, just before I was leaving Beirut, who approached me? The CIA. We know that you're being recruited. We want you to join and then report back to us. And I said, no, I want to be a reporter, not an agent. I mean, that really scared the hell out of me, because I knew what both sides do if they catch you. Being playing for both sides. So I left. That was in 71. So I have always been alert to the game plan. When you've got an Arab name, you know somebody is paying them. And if it's at that time, the PFLP used to brag, get this, this is what they called themselves, the Shepherds of the Sky. This is when they were when they were hijacking planes. Shepherds of the Sky, and they snickered that the stupid, the uneducated, oil-rich sheiks used to pay them and say, oh, you're the Shepherds of the Sky. Yes, let us give you money. That's what they... But now, of course, the sheiks are more educated.
Well, back up a minute. You know, if you think about it, once, you know, when the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913, once they gave the cartel the power to print money, if you had a printing press in your basement that was legal tender and you can print as much money as you want, and we know that everybody has their price with a select few, you can buy anything or do anything, okay? Just how much do you want? I mean, it's rampant examples I can give you that would take up the rest of the show. But the point is, if you have the printing press, you can buy anybody you want.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add real quick before I let you go? I have another caller on the line, Leela. Go ahead and finish up. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, especially when it comes to a country where people are impoverished and where they're under threat, they're easier to buy. And
absolutely.
Guy, Ahmed El-Rawi, is not qualified to be commenting on news media and the objectivity of news reports. He is simply an academic who reads outdated crap and is easy to buy, because his job might be on the line if he doesn't follow along. And, oh, we have one more Arab here in Canada saying the Russians are spreading disinformation. So please, people, be aware. When they use an Arab name, they're bought and paid for.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
Michael.
Your call. Thank you so much, Leela. All right. Let's go to Fred and Iyer. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing, buddy?
Neil, I'm doing terrific. I got a message for Mike and Mike, other words, the two Mikes.
Is that Rivera and Herzog?
To get Leah as a special guest host on the National Intel Report. Now, Leah, if nothing else, call in on at least Herzog's show. That's all I got to say.
Fred, are you talking about the lady that just called in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I made a note of it.
You're great. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Okay. Well, anyway, listen, folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. But in the meantime, let me see if I can get through this. Talking about the talking about the Buka massacre here, you know, we're supposed to believe that these vehicles were carefully driven in and positioned between the corpses after the shooting spree. And a similar suspension of belief is required when considering the dates involved. The Buka massacre entry in Wiki was accessed at 9:25 on the 5th of April of 2022, and it reads as follows. On the 4th of April, satellite images were provided to the New York Times by Maxar Technologies. The Times compared the images to video evidence and concluded that many of the civilians were killed more than 3 weeks ago when Russia's military was in control of the town. The images of Yablonska Street show at least 11 dark objects of similar size to a human body appearing between the 9th of March and the 11th of March. Wiki also tells us that Ukrainian troops re-entered Buka on April 1st, following the redeployment of the Russian force to the southeastern Ukraine. Now, Maxar Technologies, as a major contractor for NASA, is, of course, an integral part of the NATO military-industrial complex. And as such, its assertions with regards to the conduct of the conflict in Ukraine have to be regarded with caution. So that said, Maxar's dates of the 9th to the 11th of March seem to be causing some concern in mainstream media outlets promoting the Russian massacre claim. The Maxar dates should indeed raise eyebrows, because the idea that bodies could lie in the open air for 3 whole weeks without undergoing massive decay is only remotely credible, because of the average Westerner thinks that Ukraine is in some kind of winter weather deep freeze in late March. Yet, a look at the weather data for Kiev for March of 2022 revealed that there had not been one single day in the city, of which Buka is a suburb, with temperatures below the freezing since March 11th. The average daily temperature in the last few days of the month was 6 degrees centigrade, which is like, I don't know, maybe 50 degrees, the same as the English city of Leeds. And that average, in turn, of course, includes highs in the spring sunshine. The weather graph for Kiev for the last week in March shows the situation very clearly, with temperatures up to 15 and 17 degrees. So that bogus narrative bites the dust. But anyway, I haven't opened the phone lines yet, but I see another caller on the line. Let us go to Nancy in California. Nancy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, I remember a while ago when John Stant Miller was still around, and Layla was invited to be a talk show hostess. I thought she was going to be on RBN. I was so excited. What happened with that? I love her calls.
I really don't know.
I really agree with everything you're saying, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, Mike, I want you to make a note of that. Mike just sent me a note, said she had to quit the show for some reason. But Mike, if you have, Layla just had to stop for some reason or another. But if you have Layla's contact information, Mike, hold on to it and I'll get it from you after the show. I'll have her as a guest on. I don't care. I mean, that was a great call.
That would be awesome. So, even if she could just be a co-host once in a while or all the time, it would be great to hear her on the air more often.
Well, I'll see what I can do about that.
I mean,
frankly, Nancy, that's the first time she's ever called in to, you know, National Intel Report when I was doing the show. So I had never talked to her before. I didn't know who she was or anything about it. But I will take that to the next level for you. Okay.
She's a very smart lady. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. So anyway, getting back to this, and folks, I will open the phone lines up the second hour. Talking about the temperatures over there and this bogus narrative that they're putting out about these dead bodies, anyone who has walked past an animal that has been killed and left on the road for a few days under such conditions would be able to imagine the appalling stench which would come from so many human bodies left in the spring sunshine for 3 weeks. Yet not one of the Ukrainian soldiers or the police shown in any of these depictions examining the bodies can be seen wearing a mask or making any expression or revulsion or mentioning of smell. And as more graphic images have emerged of the victims, the evident freshness of the corpses seems to have prompted a revision of the dates of the alleged Russian massacre by the 5th of April. For example, the UK's Daily Mail lead story was claiming that the satellite photos showing the bodies on the road were taken on the 19th of March. But no explanation was given for the 10-day date change. But even accepting the revised timeline, there is still the problem that none of the bodies shown in the videos or the photos has any sign of decay or damage from any, you know, carrion eaters like, you know, what do you mean, buzzards or whatever you want to call them. And in order to believe the accounts and videos put out by the Kiev and the Western media, it is also necessary to believe that Ukraine has no stray dogs, no rats, and not one single crow or any other carnivorous bird, including buzzards. For that matter, why were some of the bodies not crushed by the Russian tanks, which withdrew from and through the town? Do you really believe that soldiers brutal enough to slaughter dozens of defenseless civilians would then be considerate enough to slow down their withdrawal from the area by carefully weaving their heavy armor around each corpse? I think not. So, well, man, this goes by fast. I hear the music coming up. We'll take a break. I'll continue with this in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report coming to you live from some remote place in Arizona. Be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Out in the morning dew, morning. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry,
All right, folks, we're back for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your Tuesday host. You know, I'm listening to this bumper music, the lead-in music, and I'm going, okay, Mike, do you pick and choose? I mean, you just throw new stuff in there all the time just to confuse me or what? That was a new one. I remember when I first came on RBN, John Stadtmiller told me, he says, well, you know, pick out about six or eight songs that you really like, and we'll use that for the bumper music. Boys, things change. Anyway, getting back to this, you know, returning for a moment to the weather on this, this massacre, this alleged massacre, according to the narrative, oh, the Russians, they massacred these people. Oh, my God. Returning to the weather. There was, of course, rain during the 3 weeks the bodies are supposed to have laid, not rotting in the road. And looking at the cardboard of those green boxes of the food aid packages lying near some of the clearly fresh corpses, it is clear that they had not been subjected to bad weather. The presence of those packages is also, of course, another important pointer as to the truth in this matter, for they are Russian boxes. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, you know, man, I'll tell you, have you ever woke up in the morning and said, well, I wish I didn't know all this stuff I knew. You know, I wish I was a normie again. You can't unlearn what you already learned, folks. And the thing is, as we grow older and we get more adept and our radar gets even more clear and crisp, we spot these things in 2 seconds. You know, back at 9/11, we were a little slower than we are now. I mean, these people are so good and so quick, including you, the RBN listeners. We pick this stuff within minutes now. So in order to believe the Western propaganda narrative, we must swallow yet another ridiculous tall tale. The analysts have spent the last month repeatedly telling us that the Russian army cannot even supply its own troops with fuel or food. But now they would have us believe that the Russians went to all the trouble of taking vast quantities of emergency food parcels to the occupied suburbs of Kiev, handing them out to civilians, and then promptly shooting them. I mean, sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's ludicrous, folks. And on top of all this, there are four key facts which have already been received. They've received considerable attention on Telegram, the last uncensored social media platform of any size in the West, through which have predictably enough been routinely ignored by the warmongering mainstream media. And the first of these is the video of the mayor of Bucha speaking about how the Russian troops have left, and that's a cleanup, that a cleanup is now underway. And as a non-Russian speaker, I cannot judge for myself, but the comments by Russian speakers accompanying this video on Telegram say that he does not mention the bodies of civilians. Oh, I'm sorry. I see. The second fact closely related to this is the video which shows a detachment of the paramilitary Ukrainian National Police clearing the roads of burnt out and abandoned vehicles. And again, there's no sign of the bodies which appeared on the streets the following day. I see. Oh, God. Top of the hour coming up. Okay. We'll go to a two-minute break. We'll be back with the second hour of the National Intel Report. Phone lines will be open, 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in, vent, rant, and scream at me if you want. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.